This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. Healthy Habits.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Keith O'Malley Farrell is in the studio. He's from the physical training company, and we're talking simplicity is key when it comes to getting fit and staying fit in 2020. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
How was it? You had a break? Were you giving a break from training, or are you still in the gym?
Still in the gym most of the time. Took the important days off.
Good.
And then it seemed that since so many people were traveling and on sort of down half days, we just did morning times and then went off beach and relaxed and just had a quiet one.
Am I right in thinking that your phone will kind of run off the hook when it comes to beginning of January and people go, I want to take action, this is the year, this is going to be my year, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to run that marathon, and then you are the first port of call?
Yeah, so it's interesting now. Well, the 7th of January now, my phone has been very busy since Sunday with people getting in touch over emails and texts and stuff. But I'm yet to see them walk into the gym just yet.
It's the first step.
Yeah. That's good as well.
It is. Yeah. Honestly, it is. Because, and that's the case with anything. That's whether you've got a health problem and it's, you know, matter of finding the right doctor or whatever that might be. It's taking that phone, you know, that first phone call, it's that first Google search, it's messaging the show 4001, whatever that might be to get things moving. And I feel like taking some kind of action can really feel really empowering.
Yeah, and it is a big jump because that you've sort of half one foot in. So now once we get in touch with you, because we will get in touch with you when people get in touch with us, we get on to them and we say, how are you doing? Have a chat with them over the phone, see how it's going to work. And then, okay, well, let me just see how my schedule is.
Let me just confirm
A, B, and C.
That hasn't been confirmed yet, so I'll be the one. Okay.
Yeah.
What about your own personal resolutions and plans and intentions on the fitness front for 2020?
On the fitness front?
Yeah, well, no, do you know what? On any front, Keith.
So I've been trying to keep this quiet because I don't like building too much of a fuss, but since it's just us here.
Just a few hundred thousand people listening.
What I'm going to try and do this year is going to try and do one thing every month that's out of my comfort zone.
Ooh, such as what?
So January now
is... Do you want
to
do a skydive with me?
Yeah?
Yeah.
When?
Whenever.
I need something for later in the year.
Okay, I'll happily do another one.
January is, and this is going to sound a bit embarrassing, but I've deleted Deliveroo and Uber Eats off my phone. So now that is the comfort zone of just sitting on the couch and wiggling your thumb and getting food brought to you. So now it's get to the stores, get the food, eat healthy and all that thing.
I think that's a really, really good resolution, actually. And we had Courtney Brandt on the show on Thursday, and she says she's not going to stop getting food delivered during January, but she's going to not get meat delivered. So I think taking a step, so that will be,
yeah,
that'll be you being in the supermarket instead.
Yeah, the other thing then, to talk about the meat, is I'm going to do one meat-free day a week. So just, and I don't mind, but it's just purely, my kind of thought process was, and I'll go deep on this, if you see someone who's in need, you give a small donation. You're not going to change their whole life, but you'll make a difference to them for that one day. Mm-hmm. So if I could just take one day off meat, I might make a difference.
You are making an impact.
Towards the whole animal welfare thing.
100%. And then it might be 2 days and it might be 3 days and you'll be Danny Norton by this time next year.
I'm not too worried about
it. Much improved version.
I'm not too worried about the whole nutritional side of things because that's a big up in the air thing. I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it just for an animal perspective.
And you are an animal lover, so I think that's a great one. What, when you come to doing things that are outside your comfort zone, what else have you got on the horizon? Do you have any fears and phobias?
I don't know if I'm ready to face those in that instance, but
we've got the clinical psychologist in after 40.
I've got, so I'm iffy about February. March is I'm going to do a triathlon. I'm really booking myself in for these now.
Massively.
So it's out there now.
And then you and I are going to do Everest Base Camp in April.
In April, yeah, I know. I need that. This is what I'm really scared of. Yeah. I don't even own hiking boots. I need to get myself in gear.
Every time I kind of talk to Helen about what we've got coming up, and I was like, yeah, we've got Keith coming on today. She's like, great, I love Keith to bits, but it means he's going to make me do Everest.
I think that's a fantastic one for April.
That could be your one for the year.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing it the year I turned 40, but I mean, why not? Sooner the better, right?
Also, good for good at going this year. It's all been organised.
You just
got to get fundraised for it, yeah, and just show up at the airport with your hiking boots.
Hopefully have been worn more than once before we go to the airport. But yeah, lots of people making some good fitness goals and resolutions. How important do you think goals are?
I think they're super important. And I think I think you just need to, I think you need to decide upon the goal that you think you can't do, and then get yourself in a position that you can do it. Like, don't wait.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I feel like sometimes if it's something that you can't do, then is that not a bit intimidating? And you just go, oh, I can't be bothered then.
But if you, okay, yeah, no, for sure. Like, don't think you can fly, you know, don't do that kind of thing. But if you decide you want to run a 10K, but I'm going to wait till I get fit enough to run and then I'll book it. Well, just book it. Book it far enough in advance from now that it's in your diary. Mm-hmm. And now 2 days a week, you have to think about the preparation for it. That's all. But it's got to be done. You've got to book the thing, I believe. And this is what I try and tell people in the gym is pick a really big goal. So I have a client, like, if you're trying to lose a load of weight, why don't you decide you want to run an Ironman? Be realistic about it. Give it 5 or 6 years. But now that when you wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning to go to the gym, it's not, I'm so fat and I need to lose the weight. It's, this is one step towards doing that life goal thing I wanted to do when I was 15 years old. So so the weight loss becomes a strategy to get you to the larger goal, to the Everest base camp, or to kayaking across the channel, or whatever it is.
How many clients do you get coming to you though who have a goal such as that, whether it might be to run a marathon, to do a triathlon, as opposed to just coming in to say, I just want to lose weight or I just want to bulk up?
Right.
And if you don't have that kind of specific goal, how much harder is it?
So to answer the first question, right now, it's interesting because we've been here for 5 years with the business. So we'll have, at the moment, I have loads of adventure people. I have loads of cyclists because, you know, you get one or two in, they bring their colleagues, they bring the people in their circle. So right now, the people we have in the gym are people who are swimming, kayaking, triathlons, long distance cycling, the whole thing. Previous times, it's been more weight loss. It's been more, even like more females or more Emiratis. But at the moment, it's right now, the people we have are in there for some sort of performance thing. And it's not, they're not pros. They are just your office worker who just loves cycling, or your guy in events who just loves to do whatever, swimming and stuff. So they have their goal, but that's sort of in their nature. I think the hardest thing is to decide upon what you want to do, mm-hmm. and then understanding that it actually is possible, but you just need manageable steps and you need smaller goals in the interim period before you get to that like marathon in 2022 or whatever.
And you need someone to help you do it as well. I think that's a big part of it. And I think that's true of anything, you know, whether it comes to higher education or parenting or fitness, that if you know who to reach out, who can help you work towards those goals and becomes a collaboration, I think that is really key, because otherwise it can feel quite lonely, you know, trying to reach goals sometimes. But there's so much conflicting information out there. That's what I think a lot of people get a bit confused about. And I think perhaps a lot of people get a bit overcomplicated when it comes to fitness as well. Is simplicity the key when it comes to just getting moving?
If you're brand new to it, or if it's been a long time since you've done it, yeah, keep it simple. Like right now, people are having conversations with me. They want to lose 15, 20 kilos in the next 3 months. I'm going to go keto, or I'm going to go vegan. I was like, hold on, like you can't even give up sugar for 4 days. Do you know, like those kind of things are too fragile. They're too like on the horse, off the horse, you know, off the bandwagon, off the bandwagon. Pick, like, there's basic fundamentals that we can attack first. Let's just get you on a calorie deficit. Let's just get you on an elimination diet. Let's look at what you are eating. Okay, don't have that Haagen-Dazs after 8 p.m. Like, let's start with that. Don't completely right turn your whole life and cause chaos in your mornings, do you know?
Can I run some health trends past you? This is straight out of the US for 2020 and get your take. Are you ready? Recovery-focused training, plus things like compression boots, you know, services like flotation therapy, cryotherapy, recovery IVs becoming a bit more mainstream.
All of those are, yeah, very, very good. But again, if you're going out at the weekend and you're eating rubbish and you're not exercising and then you're trying to go to cryo 4 times a week because you're told that those 3 minutes are going to give you, like, change your fat cells, the mitochondria from white to brown, that's wet. Yeah, that science is correct, but it doesn't apply to you just yet. Save your budget, save that money, and just get on a cross trainer for half an hour.
What about primal movement training? So functional fitness. I'm seeing more of this popping up in Dubai. So those natural body movements, things like squats and presses and pulls, the newest iteration is that primal movement. So part dance, part mobility, classes like Animal Flow.
Yeah, brilliant. Especially because they're so novel and new to your nervous system and new to your brain. and animal flow in particular, there's very little impact. The impact you have in is like an inch or two off the floor as you kind of bounce along. I was very impressed by animal flow. I was expecting it to be bang on your chest and act like a gorilla.
Right.
But it's way more of a actually slow, controlled. It's almost like what an alpha male would hope to get out of yoga.
Oh, interesting.
But by the end of the session, if you probably took snapshots of all the positions you're in, they're very similar to what you go through yoga flow.
I wonder if they have the slouching sloth in there. Maybe they stole our famous yoga pose.
We'll get to Keith to do a little demonstration in the book. What about slowing down for hormonal health? So training to keep cortisol under control.
Yes. So what you're talking there, cortisol is going to build up as an accumulation of your stresses in all aspects of your life, personal, financial, lack of sleep, diet. So a lot of times people think, let me get to the gym after work and smash it. I need to feel better. I need to get off this stress. But actually you're adding one more heavy stress onto a already stressed out system. It's a tough one to understand where you are on that spectrum. If you're really concerned about it, get your bloods tested. But yeah, definitely just exercise for fun.
What about at-home workouts like Peloton, which exploded in the last 12 months?
I mean,
for anyone who's new at Peloton, how do you describe it?
You've got an exercise bike in your living room and there's a TV that's hooked up to an instructor, and then that instructor is in the UK and he's talking to 1,000 people all over the world. So you're in a group, but you're actually in your living room.
And you've got to buy the bike, obviously.
Well, you probably have to pay a lot for the kit as well, yeah. And the connection and the subscription and the membership and then all that. But look, if it gets you from off the couch, I really believe in community-based stuff. So when you have a group of people, I've never done it, so I can't speak firsthand about it, but it seems... look, it's so popular. These things aren't popular for no reason.
But will they last?
Healthy Habits.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Keeping you healthy on a Tuesday, joined in the studio now by Keith O'Malley-Farrell from Physical Training Company, giving his top tips on getting into exercise and fitness for the year ahead. Question from Jason here for you, Keith, saying, what is the cost of a trainer?
For a one-on-one session, you're probably looking at somewhere on average in the high 200s, maybe between 250 and 320.
You also do semi-private classes as well. And what does that involve?
So what we realized a long time ago is that with PTs, that when you come along and it's the 2nd of January and you're all fired up and you want to go, you buy 10 sessions and there's the best part of 3,000 done. You churn those 10 sessions out in the first month and then there's another payment of $3,000 for your next 10. And then by the end of February, you've put down your third session. So there's $9,000 mm-hmm. and it's been about 7 or 8 weeks and you've not really, if you're not looking at the improvements. So then holidays come around and people start thinking about other things and then their budget changes and then people kind of drop off with too much. So we figured out a way to bring the price right down for people. So we'll do, it'll still be your own program. You'll come in at the hour and it will be you for your knee and it'll be Danny for his football, but you just do it at the same time. And if Danny wants to come in the evening time, you can come in the evening. If you want to come in the next day, you can come the next day. And it's all very personalized, but you just do it in the room at the same time. And we have about 5 people at max per coach. And that allows us to bring the price down to about 150 dirhams per session.
I really like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm. For, yeah.
Can I be completely honest with you why I don't like personal training sessions? I don't like the chat. I don't like the pressure of making conversation for an hour. It really puts me off and I've had it before and I get massive social anxiety around it.
I know. Look, you're not...
Does that make sense?
100%. Because there's... And especially, look at it another way. You probably don't like paying somebody 300 dirhams for them to just watch you move.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Because I know people think that a PT is there to make sure that you go wrong and correct you. It takes about 2 weeks to get somebody proficient at a program. And then... you know what to do. And then it just requires the smallest little cue, like, right, draw your shoulder blades together. We don't necessarily need to stand staring at each other for the whole hour. So,
and then I'm like, so what was your mum like growing up? I just find myself trying to fill the silence because there isn't that need necessarily all the time, unless there is that need from a...
Well, look, there is the engagement with people where you get to chat, but you could turn around to Danny and go, Danny, how was that job interview today? Mm-hmm. Or how was that thing you had? And you get to know, oh, you're having not a good day at work, but you know that Danny had a thing, so okay, I'll get to the gym, I'll see how the guys are doing.
But I think the community aspect, which is something that the Physical Training Company does so well, is so important, and having, kind of not discovered, but rediscovered exercise over the last year. And it hasn't just been feeling fitter and losing weight that I've enjoyed. It has been that community. It's been that connection. And I feel like that's one of the massive pluses for classes and semi-private and having that communication. There is a lot to be said for it. If you could give people one piece of advice going forward into 2020 to get them into the gym, get them back to the gym, get them exercising for the first time, what would it be?
I'd do two. I would just simply say, get some people around you to do it with you, but and set a realistic goal. Like, don't blow your mind with something crazy that you're never going to achieve. Just because next year you can set the next goal, and the year after you can set the next goal. You know, you don't have to change your life in 1 year, mm-hmm. but you have to start, and you have to actually by the end of the year know that you did achieve the set goal.
We've got Keith with us, and we're going to steal him away from the gym until 4 o'clock. He's joining us live, as we are also joined in the studio by Alex Garrosh. He is the man, in his words, not mine, is going from fat man to iron man. We'll be hearing more about his journey next.
Healthy Habits
on Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Continuing our fitness chat now, Keith O'Malley-Farrell is here from the Fit Physical Training Company, still in the studio offering his insights, but now welcoming special guest Alex Garrosh is here. He's on a mission to go from, his words, fat man to iron man. How are you, fella? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too and the team, and thank you very much for having me on today.
So
I really appreciate
it. Tell us about this, because where were you before your fitness journey began in terms of lifestyle and even the number on the scale, Alex?
Oh, well, I was in a bad place. As I say, I was an average person to sit and watch Netflix and on the couch at over 160 kilos. You know, health was really, really, really bad. And, you know, with work and with everything, you know, I was out a lot entertaining clients, you know, with being in Dubai for the last just over 6.5 years. You know, you kind of get into the brunches and everything.
Yeah, so, life gets away with you.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I was in a bad spot. A lot of weight and a lot of health complications that were coming in with that. And it got very scary. So that's where I started off. What happened in there, what led on into the fat man to iron man, was the fact that we went away to Vietnam at the end of 2018, my wife and myself and the kids. We had a brilliant holiday. But the tour guide, Johnny, I'll never forget him, kept on rubbing my tummy and calling me the Happy Buddha.
And thanks, Johnny. It was funny the first time.
Exactly. So it carried on and carried on. And then I got caught in the Gucci tunnels, trying to get through there. And absolutely had a meltdown in the tunnels and got out. And then my wife took a photo of me shooting an AK-47 when we were in Vietnam. And it was a realization. The photo was... you know, sent the message home to me that, you know, this is not good.
Had the doctors been saying anything to you before, or have you just been choosing not to reach out for any assistance?
Oh, yeah, you know, you go through your health checkups. You know, once you get past 40, you've got to go for your annual checkup. And I was in denial. Originally, at the end of 2016, 2018, coming into 2017, they found out I had gout. So I went into heavy medication for that. And then at the end of 2018, I felt like I had a broken foot, and my poor wife, Rebecca, woke up to me screaming in the night. We went to the emergency room, and then after that got into medication, went and saw a rheumatologist, and the lady was very blunt and straight to the point and said to me, Alex, you've got two choices. She said, one, I can put you on medication for a long time. You'll probably have a heart attack and die because of the metabolic syndrome. You know, I was overweight, going onto cholesterol tablets, heavy medication for gout, and knocking on diabetes door. And she said to me, you know, if you don't change your lifestyle, which is your second option, you know, I can sign your death certificate for you. And I was 42 years of age with young kids, you know, and that was the realization.
So where did you begin to start then? What was your first step in thinking about diet, exercise, and, I mean, maybe not an Ironman at that stage, but when did you take that first step?
Well, I had to do something big. And, you know, over the years, every year I've promised myself I'm going to lose weight. And it's that typical New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight. And I just found it was a goal that was endless and no real substance to it.
Yeah, not tangible. It's,
exactly. So I went online, as everybody does, YouTube, whatever you can find. And I found a brilliant program called London Real with a guy there. And he started the Iron Mind journey with a guy called John Joseph. And you know, it's a very colourful program. Be aware, but it's straight to the point.
Massive euphemism.
I can vouch for that as well.
Really?
Yeah, I know the program. It's good, but Beware.
So it started with that. And then there's another guy called Charlie Rocket. There's a guy called Charlie Jabali that was a CEO for rap artists and that. And he started doing Iron Man. So I saw this Iron Man, knew nothing about it, started going online. And then I found out there was one in February last year. And bearing in mind, this was December, and I thought, you know, that's an unreachable goal. And I thought to myself, you know, if I give myself a year, maybe I can do it. And I thought, you know, I'll stick to it and see what I can do. And then through that, with talking with friends and with people, you know, suddenly people start coming out and approaching you, and they give you good ideas. And they said to me straight, you know, Alex, something that big. A lady, Helen, said to me, you know, I know a very good coach. This guy starting out his new company. Go in with them. Let them do the thinking for you. Mm-hmm. Let them set up your targets for you. And basically, they set up my full flight plan. So I met up with Luke Matthews and my coach, Royson. They looked at me at first. Now, you know, they're proper triathletes, and they saw this big guy coming through the door and thought, wow, you know, we're going to work for our money here.
So was it a full change then?
Yeah, it was a full change. So basically,
diet now?
Well, actually, what had happened was with the diets and that was when you've got gout, there's a lot of things you can't eat, and it becomes a nightmare in the fact that you think, okay, I'll cut out red meat, I'll cut out alcohol, but there's a lot of vegetables you've got to cut out as well. And it just becomes something that you're just not aware of what to do.
Can't navigate.
Yeah, so I followed the doctor's plan first. You know, I went through the year, got it to about midway, went back to UK for holiday, started bringing meat back into it a lot more. The weight was coming off. I mean, I've tried keto, but I just wasn't feeling sustained long enough. And then that movie Game Changers came out, and you know, I've realized that a lot of the inflammation goes down when I'm eating a lot healthier. You know, I'm not a vegan, I'm not a vegetarian or anything like that, but I'm trying to limit the amount. And my wife and I are trying to cook and get that lifestyle, you know.
Healthy Habits.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Now, right now, I love a busy studio, and we've got to an absolute studio full. Keith O'Malley-Farrell is here from Physical Training Company. Also in the studio, Alex Garoche. He is on a mission to go from Fat Man to Iron Man, weighing in at around 160 kilos of just over a year ago. Sir, where are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so the last weigh-in, I'm at 127.
Wow. 40 kilos off, fantastic.
Yeah, so I've still got another, you know, 20 odd to go. You know, I'm still a big guy in that, but way off better than where I was before.
So before, as you said, you were staring down the barrel of diabetes, gout was giving you major pain, and you started exercising, diet changed. And coming up after four, we're talking about habits with Dr. Thrye. So tell us about your fitness habits now. How did you get into a routine and working out early?
Okay, so, you know, what I was finding was to train in the evening, I just don't feel I have the energy, and I just feel wiped out. You know, you've had lunch in the day, the whole day of the stress of the day is got to you.
And I think if you go home, and Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, I find if I go home and sit down, the chances of me getting off the sofa are absolutely minimal. I feel so much better for working out in the morning, and sometimes if I do that fasted, it's even better. Are there any benefits to working out in the morning over the evening?
From a physiological perspective?
Yeah. Or makes no odds.
No, if you wanted to do a strength program, like if you wanted to do a real heavy lift and go towards your max and push that, afternoon, evening times are a bit better than first thing in the morning. But the advantage of the morning is that it's bolted into your day, it's done, mm-hmm. You've ticked that box, you can do it fasted, and then you have a happier day.
And did you find then if you were working out in the morning, it kind of set the tone for the day as well?
Oh, exactly. You know, I mean, I'm walking into the office, I've already burned 2,500 calories every morning before I've
what
sat
were
down
you
at
doing?
The desk. You know, so with the Ironman program, the reason why I took that one was because before that I was swimming and I was getting bored. I was too heavy to run. And cycling, you know, I've gone through three bicycle rims already. I've absolutely obliterated the bike, you know. Cycle Hub, I think I'm probably one of their
best
customers.
Putting the kids
but they've been brilliant, you know. You know, exactly. When you're big, you know, it's, you know, your average athlete is what, 65, 70 kilos? You know, I'm the weight of two of those. You know, I'm trying to finish the Ironman before they put all the Portaloos away. That's my goal, and that's where I am. So don't think, you know, for people out there, I'm not a top athlete, as you know. But what I found in the morning was it set me up. When I was feeling, you know, when you wake up fasted, I had just this unbound energy to go out and train. You know, on the Saturdays, I was hitting the track at about 3 o'clock in the morning, Al Kudra.
Wow.
Go and head out 102 kilometers and back, you know, all structured, because the reason why I had that was Friday I had off because I've got a family as well, you know. When you take on something big like this, everybody's been turning to my wife going, you know, you're not going to see your husband. And I said to Rebecca, I said, look, I will do it, but I won't impact family life. Let me get it done early hours of the morning before the family's woken up. And you get into that routine, and you know, they find it better. I mean, your family is always your best support group, you know, and social media as well. And that's why I made accountable on Facebook and Instagram, and the whole community that's got behind me there, you know, has been unreal. I never thought I'd have it, what I've got today.
And can you describe to us now how you feel, both physically and mentally?
Well, you know, mentally, it just calms you down, you know. You feel a lot more productive. You get more done in your day. You know, you're not, before the Fat Man to Iron Man journey, you know, I was waking up late, getting into work, feeling tired, and just feeling knackered by the end of the day. Now, you know, I'm up early, I'm out. I'm engaged with the family. I can get through things a lot better at work, you know. Whereas before, I was always sort of angry and agitated and not myself, you know, because you're angry at yourself. You get frustrated with yourself, you know, for getting that big. You know, you can look in the mirror and you kind of fool yourself every now and then, you know, and you think, oh, you know, when you're at a 44 size waist and getting bigger. But now, as I say, I'm a lot more focused. I'm a lot more engaging with the family. And, you know, I can chase the kids and kick a ball around and things like that. You know, I'm not the fat guy lying on the couch.
So when is the Ironman?
So the Ironman is exactly a month today.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
It's the 7th of February. And if anybody's on the track, please hold an ice cold Coca-Cola for me, because I'm sure by the time it gets, I am not a runner. You know, I'm really slow at my running, and that's going to be the hard part of the whole event.
And Keith, can I ask you, obviously, for your thoughts firstly on Alex's story here and what it's like for you as a personal trainer when you get somebody like Alex through, who is obviously in a position he doesn't want to be in, but you can see has the motivation and the inspiration to change. What's that like for you?
So When you walk in the door, first of all, you do kind of think, okay, so we've got a unique case here, but this is a really good challenge. If this goes well, the next 18 months are going to be amazing for all involved. But you're sort of on trial a little bit at the beginning, because it's unproven. Like, how are you going to condition yourself? How are you going to react? How are you going to maintain the motivation? What's going to happen when it gets tough? But then when somebody like Alex is continuously knocking off that weight and hitting that goal, it's like, right, we're going to bend over backwards. And I guarantee every PT will be the same. Like, when it's going the right way, it's like, dude, I'll train you for free. Like, just get in here. Let's do it. Just keep going. We'll do this until it's done. We'll take as long as it takes. Don't worry about that little hiccup. We know you've got this in you. So it's a rarity that these people come through. But like, when it does, it's like, right, all bets are off. We're going for it.
So how can we follow your progress? Because in a month's time, the clock is ticking.
Yeah, it's ticking. So what I did over the whole of 2019, as I did day one right up to day 365 of 2019, every day I used to I was posting every single day my progress, my trials and tribulations, because I've done a Superman over the bike where I broke a front wheel. I've had a lot of things break along the way, and that's the hardest part. So I'm on Alex 4, the number 4 Dubai for Instagram. And people can follow me on there.
We will tag you on our Instagram stories, won't we, Danny?
Yeah, we already have done as well, absolutely. And just before we let you go, just like kind of final question for both of you as well. What is your message to people who might be listening out there who want to start, want to get into fitness, but maybe kind of feel either I can't lose the weight, they're feeling down about themselves,
or
it's too much? You know, what would be your message starting off with you, Keith?
It's not linear. It's not. Don't expect it to go the right. Don't expect it to go to plan. It doesn't go to plan. You gotta just keep going. You gotta restart. You gotta continue. You gotta pick yourself up. Like, it's life, isn't it? Anything you're trying to do in life doesn't just go from A to B. So don't get put off by the mistakes and the hiccups and the errors. Just get back and go again.
And Alex, what would be your message be?
For me, it's just get off the couch, start moving. You know, as soon as you start moving, you're faster than the people sitting on the couch. And the second part is, don't look at the money aspect of it with going to a trainer, because at the end of the day, paying for your training and getting involved with it it makes it easier, as well as the fact is you don't want to have to think too much about it. And it's cheaper at the end of the day than having a gastric bypass, you know, getting diabetes or having open heart surgery, if you're lucky to get to that point, if you don't have a heart attack and die, like where I was heading to. So, you know, don't worry about the money aspect of it. Get the motivation and do it. And it's tough. I mean, wearing Lycra, Lycra doesn't lie. It's the truth, you know, and when you're big, nothing fits, and it's hard, you know, and it's, but you've got to get out there and get the kilometers in, and it starts with a simple walk.
Alex, massive congratulations on your progress so far. Cannot wait to hear how you get on next month. Keep us posted. So it's Alex4Dubai on Instagram. Head over to our Instagram. We have tagged him there. Massive congratulations. Keith, Alex, happy new year. Here's to a fantastic 2020.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.